Welcome. Pledge allegiance, please.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good morning. It's March 13th, 8:30. It's a budget public hearing meeting. And at this time, I'll call a public hearing to order. The first budget that's proposed for the 23-24 fiscal year is the general fund. If there's any questions on the general fund, I'll be sure to let Mike answer them.
Quite the presentation, Mike.
Took the same.
This is impressive.
I like your format, Mike.
Took the same thing, the same numbers we did last year, added a few adjustments. Basically, it's the same as from year after year. The only problem is it's outdated a little bit on the revenue side because we've started receiving revenue from the from charter for the franchise fees. So I have to adjust that, and I believe the first franchise fee for the last quarter was 20-some thousand. So if you multiply that by four, you figure another 80. 24, okay, for next year, which is not in this one yet.
So is there any other questions from
other than that? It's basically the same.
Mike, can I weigh in on your favorite topic? Legal fees?
Speak to the supervisor.
Yeah.
Now I want to talk to you. So it says annual budget was 60 grand. The seriousness of the question is the 53,343, do you channel that to the sewer district, and that is in addition to and above the sewer district cost?
This is above the sewer district cost.
This is not the sewer district cost.
This is not the sewer district cost.
This is just for, like tax tribunal.
And this is tax tribunal. Okay, yeah. So all of that stuff, that ongoing stuff that is not directly related to the sewer is in this one.
No.
Now, to clarify, the tax tribunal with the sewer stays with the sewer, but I've also potentially still have a tax tribunal case pending outside the sewer district.
On the property that we had the tax.
Oh, yeah, outside the district.
Okay.
And that 53 also included the Island House property.
Yes.
Some of that, which is.
Which is done and over with type
right.
thing. Okay. But that's why you've got 40 in there for this year, I assume.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I asked for a little extra because I'm not sure where this is going.
No other questions.
Matt, any questions?
I'm good.
Shelley?
No. Been working on it.
I figured you would have a safe question.
Let me add one thing. We have money in capital outlay. We just stuck it there. We do have to upgrade QuickBooks. Version 2018, I had a problem. I called them. They said, well, guess what, guys? Your support ended. This is, your planned obsolescence deal, like Apple's cell phones and stuff like that. After so many years, they just say, well, forget you. You got to upgrade. Uh-huh. So the first thing we got to do is upgrade QuickBooks when we get into the new fiscal year.
I hate when we do that.
Pardon?
I said I hate when we do that.
So do I. I mean,
relearn this and relearn that.
Yeah, there's always... But still, no, we have to do that. Otherwise, we're going to.
Right.
And just to jog memories, if we're going to talk about expenses, we do still have funding for the building and funding there for the generator purchase, right?
Depends how much you spend this year.
So was that a yes or was that a no?
It's a maybe.
We still should have a fund balance from last year on the building. Expense, right?
You think so? Yeah.
And there's also the $10,000 you promised to Hertha that they never used. that they may actually use this year because they're off on that.
Well, that would be 20 because we never did.
Real window, real wood tangent thing, they'll burn up all that money.
Yeah.
That's hidden, not, sorry, not hidden, it's integrated someplace into the Mike budget here, right?
It's there somewhere.
Yeah, I can't find it, but okay, I'm good.
Well, do you want to also mention, Mike, the cemetery, you were planning on taking some of the perpetual fund?
Oh.
Addressing that?
Yes. Well, here's the other good news. And when we get to the.
Oh, I'm pushing ahead, probably.
No, when we get to the regular meeting, if you, when you go through the consent agenda from my treasurer's report, that probably none of you guys ever look at. But we do have a cemetery fund of $48,168.37. That's where we fought and got a ruling from our auditing firm in the state that this was the money for perpetual fund that said we could never spend it because you only spend the interest. Well, that money is in there, okay?
In addition to the normal budget?
In addition to the budget in here for cemetery.
Are you suggesting we hold on to that or not hold on to it?
No, I'm suggesting that we start spending that because the auditors want us to spend that as soon as possible and wipe that fund out completely.
Well, just to clarify, we can only use it for repairs, nothing new, nothing, no structures. It's repairs only to the cemetery.
Water lines, trees, and roads. Should be able to get rid of it pretty quickly, don't you think?
Well, we can try, doing the maintenance in it, the grass cutting and.
So anything like that that's not capital, you can spend it on?
Yes.
Okay.
So are we good on general fund?
Yes.
Okay.
Nicely done.
Let's move on to fire and ambulance fund. Ken, have you got anything you'd like to add?
Not really. It's pretty straightforward. I'm talking about my budget for next year, right? Pretty straightforward. I bumped up the training wages a little bit. Or not training wages, sorry. Wages for the fire runs. We're raising that, right? We have the 1650, we have a.
Yeah, that's not in this, that's in our resolutions.
Oh, okay. And then I bumped up education a bit. We're hoping to have a class here next year. A guy behind me here in charge of that, pretty much, so he's here for moral support. And as far as capital, we're looking at purchasing a drone and making, and getting a license to fly it. So that's why I increased that a little bit. Plans next year for the building, or we got some flooring that's going to be needed to be replaced in there.
I noticed on your maintenance, you've dropped down on that a little bit. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, we haven't been spending it actually. We, so the budget is pretty good too. Actually, I think we did a little budget adjustment out of that.
The large amount was mostly for the parking lot that he had in there,
I mean, that's just one of those you never know. Like, something could happen with the tank or with the tank.
Yeah, that's the only reason I was wondering. Anybody have any questions for Ken? Dick?
I'm good.
Matt?
Good.
Mike?
How's the fire truck purchase doing, Ken?
The truck committee is, we've sent out specs. We think we know pretty much know what we want. We're in the process of sending specs out to various vendors. They're telling us a year and a half.
Okay, because I did not move your surplus money over to the CED from this last year because I was assuming you were going to buy a truck and we're paying cash for them now because we have enough funds. We're not going to finance anything, but okay. That you're going to notice a large cash balance, and when the auditors come, we may have to make a transfer out of there back into the CED or somewhere else.
Okay, next year, I'm not sure, because it'll be a two-payment process. When the cab and chassis comes in,
Okay.
we'll have to pay for that, and then we'll have to write a check for the balance when the truck's complete.
Okay, well.
So I'm not sure if that'll happen in the next fiscal year or not.
Well, we'll see what the auditors say when they come in May. If we have to move it, we'll move it over there, and then when the bill comes, they can just move it back into fire and ambulance and pay it off.
Okay.
You know, and write the check, the money's there.
I had a question on one of the tax tribunal funds entry on my budget. That showed up last month. I'm not sure what that's all about.
That's the case we lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, for.
On the bay?
On the bay.
South Bay Shore?
That was the adjustment.
That was the adjustment for that.
It affected you?
Yeah, unfortunately, I.
And every other entity, right?
Yeah, and everything else.
Schools.
Schools.
So that portion, you come up with some sort of formula, and that's what I.
Carlene already did that when she did the adjustment.
Based on your millage rate.
I'm sorry, oh.
Based on your millage rate. Because actually, your millage rate's a little higher than ours, so you got affected more than we did. Hopefully, that's the end of it. That's the one I'm referring to that may be ongoing.
Now, here's the other thing. When the auditors come, they're coming in May. I don't know how much of a fund balance or cash reserves we're allowed to carry, because that may be a no-no now, you know, carrying so many large fund balance.
But it's earmarked for equipment purchase.
Well, that's what we're gonna try to tell them. That's what it's there for. And that might have to be spelled out in the audit report, why the balance is so high, is because they are.
Like maybe get us a quote would be helpful.
If you can. I mean, it's rough, just something that we can put in there to say, this is.
Okay.
Totally, this is where it's going whenever it gets here.
What?
I mean, you get yelled at for not having enough money, and you get yelled at for having too much.
And when do the auditors show up?
Just before I leave. No, just after I leave. May, I'll be back for that. May 17th and 18th and 19th, I think, somewhere in that time.
That was the crux of my question. You will be here for that? You're going to make a guest appearance for that?
Yeah, because then I'll probably be moving the following week.
Well, yeah, for the, just so that whoever we select on the interview process doesn't get just tossed onto
no,
that.
No.
Okay.
No, one crucifixion's enough.
Are we good on the fire and ambulance fund? Any further questions? Okay, let's move on. Fire Memorial Fund, I think that's fairly self-explanatory. Any questions?
No.
Okay. We'll move on to Sewer O&M Fund, 121. Any questions on that? That's on the township, the complete sewer system.
Happy to announce that we are building up our replacement fund quite nicely. And knock on wood, we haven't had any
serious problems.
Serious problems or major repairs to our main pipeline.
It's early yet.
It's early. I know. But we're starting to build up a balance of over, there's probably over $125,000 in there right now.
Wow.
So it's, and like I said, that is set aside for major repairs to the sewer line that we are responsible for.
Yeah. Good job, Mike.
No, I just collect.
Why does the fund balance say 278?
Were you reading 278 off my report?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the report. That's what the total fund balance is. This is just the budget amount for that year.
Okay.
For this coming fiscal year.
So the reserve is total?
I'd have to go back into detail. It's that 278 is the combined total of everything.
Okay.
You gotta break it out by detail account for a reserve. There is a special account for reserve operations and the debt for the plant.
But it's over 100 then for the reserve?
Yes.
For replacement, okay.
Any further discussion, questions? Shelley?
No.
Anyone? Matt?
Yep.
Move on to Bass Lake Weed Control Fund. It's $1,380. It's been drawn down almost to extinction.
Yes, and Bass Lake Weed Association has now reformed their group, okay, of the committee, and they have people paying dues, and they may not need another special assessment. I do not know yet. They still have the $1,380, and they did a extensive weed survey thing last fall.
Can we just get out of the Bass Lake business completely?
Not until the money's gone.
Yeah.
So we just give them the money?
Just a holding mechanism.
We're just holding the money. We can't, I don't think we can give it back, right, Bill? It's part of it, was this ad?
No, they'll submit bills. There'll be bills to
Yeah, it could be gone this year.
Okay.
If they don't request another SAD district.
Then we just close it out.
We're done. Yes.
Okay, anything further on Bass Lake Weed Control? We'll move on to Road Fund. And we're going off some projection as well as what the match funds will be back from the county, which I believe it'll be the same as last year, or this year, I should say, going forward. So therefore, that's why the building projects that we had in front of us, we kind of tapped out it. I think my memory serves me right, somewhere around 100.
Is 23 gonna keep our friends next door happy?
I think that's probably so, especially if we're fixing that end of the village, in a sense, on Township Road. What's that?
That South Bay Shore we got.
Yes. That's going to be a big chunk of it. So I think we're set there. Any further questions on Road Fund?
No.
Okay, we'll move on to Maple Harbor Special Assessment, 46,563. And that's basically
the collection for the year.
Yes.
On the SAD district.
And we're in year what of that, Mike? I forgot.
No, I think it's going in year seven out of
seven?
10.
So it's going to be winding down.
Yeah, we're almost done with that. Yeah. Almost done. I can't believe that moved that quickly.
Any questions on that? If not, we'll go to public comment. Any public comment? Not hearing any, we'll close the public hearing. Thank you. For all of you who got here early, the meeting will take place in about 10 minutes.
Now that you officially approved the budget, it is outdated.
Yeah.
Funny all that changes all of a sudden.
Does that mean we just got a lot of spare paper?
Oh, this is a tender in the plan. It's like a blueprint, it's just a guideline.
That's it. No, like I said, that revenue is on the colors.
I think. Which is that one. Shelley, you want this turned off for a minute?
If you want.
You got the recording.
Yeah.